Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Good afternoon, Luke.
Hello, how are you doing?
We've got Luke Valvona here, and I think he's Baron Fortitude, is that right?
Yep, yep, that's me.
He hasn't come in full costume, so we haven't got the hat and everything.
So what is it, what do you call yourself, a comedy performer or a comedy entertainer?
Well, I call myself a comedian.
A comedian, I don't know, you can be very careful, some people
have... It's a character act, it's musical comedy.
Yeah, okay, and... describe it to us.
My character is Baron Fortitude, Victorian rapper.
Yes,
right.
Yep. I think I've heard you describing rapping about how to properly make a cup of tea.
Yes,
we were playing one of those tracks last week.
Yeah, we did.
It's one of my popular ones.
Yeah. where did that come from?
I took influences from. There's a couple of similar sort of acts that do. Similar sort of thing,
yeah.
but different. I wanted to put a different spin on it because I like the sort of the style of it, and then I thought I can make this more work better in a sort of stand-up situation, and put a spin on it. So my character is actually like a Victorian character, who's there's backstory here. He's been trapped in the ice for 160 years.
You're looking well on it.
And then defrosted in the modern day, and horrified to find what he's found.
Yes, to find what the modern world is like.
No longer is everything powered by steam.
so he's got to
put a stop to that.
So where did the name Baron Fortitude come from?
I was just sort of trying to think of a good name, and that's the best one that came along to me.
Yeah.
So adopting this character gives you the inspiration to come up with some of these songs, or is that the case? Is it?
Yes. Well, like as soon as you start thinking in the sort of caricature opinions of a Victorian, you start thinking. Like, why on earth are all these children in school and not down the mines?
Yes,
absolutely.
Why are all these women going to work?
Yes.
And stuff like that. Now, don't clip that out of context if anyone's just tuned in.
This is part of the character. So
yes.
True to form, yes, there would be a lot of things that are completely different by Victorian standards.
Yeah.
And you rap about that kind of thing.
Yes.
That must be horrendously difficult to do.
I've practiced a lot.
Oh, I'm sure you have. I wouldn't even know where to start. Has it been reasonably successful, this character, in terms of your stand-up career?
Yes. I've won an award.
Good for you.
So, I don't like to boast. But
yes,
boast,
please,
away.
Do.
Yes,
boast.
Plug yourself up mercilessly. What we have to. And are you on a tour of some kind at the moment?
My next big gig is the Ventnor Fringe.
Oh, right.
And I just loaded that up, and now I've lost it. So bear with me as I find the exact date I'm doing. But yeah, that one's a good one. I really enjoyed that one last year.
It's quite a lot goes on down there at Ventnor Fringe.
It does, doesn't it? It's hundreds and hundreds of acts all over the place.
Yeah. And you sometimes get some very big names there as well, which is
like
Baron Fortitude.
Well, yes,
yes,
of course, myself. It was just such a nice gig there. Last year, I had about 100 people in my tent.
It can't be bad, can it?
And they just loved everything I did, and I was like, yes,
that's great. Well, you got a gig
amazing.
That goes like that, isn't it?
Yes,
because it's not the same thing at all. But I've performed. I'm like an artist to empty rooms before now, and that's quite soul destroying.
It can be. Although to be fair, I did the Brighton Fringe last year,
yeah.
And one of my gigs, I only had 3 people in.
Oh,
but it was the best gig. they loved it so much.
Oh, that's good.
Whereas I've had other, I've performed to a full room before and.
Yeah.
Not got so much reaction.
No. Strange, isn't it?
I mean, part of the problem with musical comedy is that sometimes people enjoy you in silence.
Yes.
Because they don't want to miss anything.
Or they don't get it.
Or they don't get it.
they're kind of listening to the lyrics rather than just enjoying the performance.
Yes, it can happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's quite a lot going on. We're both frantically trying to Google for it.
I just have it, and I've lost the page, and it's annoying me. Hang on, I should have it in my photos where I've taken a picture of it, if I can remember how to get there.
There's a brochure out there.
There is indeed, yes, I can go and get that.
If you go and look at the brochure...
That might have something in it.
Wouldn't that be easier? They're fighting with a phone.
I'll get the brochure.
So do you have any other gigs apart from the Ventnor Fringe?
Yes, well...
Ventnor Fringe.
Fringe, yes. I also, as you can see from the T-shirts, radio listeners, I'm a co-founder of the Ballyrags Comedy Club.
Oh, right, yes.
So we put on... June is actually our month off because... the Isle of Wight Festival.
Yes.
So we don't like to compete too much with that. We have monthly gigs at Fubar in Ryde.
Oh, right.
And the Wheat Sheaf in Newport.
Right,
and,
yeah.
The Wheat Sheaf ones, you can get a nice food and drink deal at the same time.
Yes.
So very, okay, that's good.
Very good night out.
Are they island comics, or yes, do you bring them across, or both?
A bit of both. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have a huge comedy scene on the island, but I am working to change that also as the founder of the Isle of Wight School of Comedy.
Right.
We do comedy lessons, and I've got a sort of good collection now of local comedians who we can get to play some of our gigs.
Oh, that's good.
And some of them are doing pretty well as well. We've gone... taken a few of them to the Hampshire Comedian of the Year competition, and two of them have made it to the semi-finals.
Well, brilliant.
Well, I noticed here there's an Isle of Wight School of Comedy Showcase at Ventnor Fringe.
That as well, yes, that at the Ventnor Fringe.
That's down to you as well.
You know, if anyone listening fancies trying to do some stand-up comedy or musical comedy or clowning or funny poetry or mime or... what else? Prop comedy or
mime works really well on the radio.
Mime, yes. Sound effects. I don't know.
There is a lot of comedy on over that period.
Yes, it's going to be good. We're very much looking forward to the.
So, what got you into comedy?
I started years and years ago. well, first off, I was playing songs, and you know, I'd make up funny songs to amuse my mates at school.
Okay.
And for years, I just played comedy songs, and then there we are. Finally, we found the dates and the time. If anybody would like to come and see Baron Fortitude, Victorian rapper,
yes,
at the Ventnor Fringe,
yes, please do.
Tickets from £9.50. It is on the 25th of July. That's a Friday evening at 5:30 to 6:30. One whole hour of award-winning Victorian rap.
And where?
Okay.
Where? venue, Rotunda.
The Rotunda.
At the Rotunda, okay. Right. Flowersbrook.
So you were saying you used to make up these songs at school to amuse your friends, and it sort of went from there?
Yeah, so I spent a long time just sort of playing comedy songs, and then I, well, it's a long story, I ended up doing the Brighton Fringe, first of all, and I ended up doing a show on my own, which hadn't been the plan. but then I was like, I better make up some stand-up to fill in for the whole of this show. And then I ended up, because I was already doing the Edinburgh Fringe that year, I went up there, and that was 2014. That's where I class the start of me being stand-up rather than comedy musician.
Right.
That's quite a step. The Edinburgh Fringe is a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the Brighton Fringe is not small, but Edinburgh Fringe, that's world renowned, isn't it?
It is the biggest festival in the world.
To be successful there, you've done pretty well, didn't you?
Yes.
Good for you.
Although I haven't been back in quite some time because it's got very expensive to be there.
I'm sure it has.
They haven't banned you from coming back again then.
No, I wasn't one of the banned comedians. I'm working on that, not yet.
So, when people come to your gig at Ventnor Fringe, what can they expect?
So they can expect to be greeted by Baron Fortitude Victorian rapper, who is, how would I describe it? Well, he's old-fashioned, obviously. Thinks everything should be powered by steam still.
Yes,
obviously.
And it will be a night of raps, Victorian raps, songs, and interspersed with a bit of stand-up.
And why not? Is it adults or family friendly?
It is family. Let me see what I decided.
What did you tell him?
I decided 14 plus.
That's fair enough.
It is family friendly. Certainly, I have done shows for children. I don't swear for a start. As Baron Fortitude.
Okay.
But there are possibly some ideas that might not be so suitable for children.
Fair enough, okay. Yes. So, I was going to ask you something, but I've completely forgotten what it was now.
Oh, well, it'll come back.
It will. So the brain's gone.
Details of that gig can be found on the Ventnor Fringe website. And you've got your own website? Or
yes, for Ballyrags, that's ballyrags.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, and fans of the specific style of rap I do, Chap Hop, might be interested to know that I've also... sorting out a gig down at Fubar in December with Professor Elemental,
who is
another Chap Hop superstar.
So it's come back to me now. When you do your rap,
yes,
is it like these people you see on the telly who are going, or are you a bit slower than that?
Well, I can be fast when I want to be, but every word is enunciated
carefully.
As it should be by a Victorian gentleman.
Yeah.
Yes. But you know how it is with these rappers on the telly. You think, what are they actually saying?
Well, if nobody could hear what I was saying, I wouldn't be able to get the laughs I'm looking
this
for.
This is true, so, yes.
And I have to say that if you see Baron Fortitude in full regalia, the hair is real.
Yes. The beard is real.
The beard is real. Yes. I can see it here. So did you grow that specially to aid with your production?
Yes. I figured if I looked the part, people would pay me more.
Yeah. And did it work?
Yes.
Worth it then.
He gets paid 5p now, not 2.5.
So you can see Baron Fortitude at Ventnor Fringe in a few weeks' time.
Yep.
And at your own Fubar in December, wasn't it? And some nobody else.
Yes, our Fubar regular third Thursday gigs start up again in July. I believe it's the 19th of July, and we've got Carey Marks headlining that one.
Okay.
You might remember him from TV about 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't offhand. I did notice you got Simon Brodkin on at Ventnor Fringe, which is interesting.
We've seen him before. He's very good. Yeah.
But good luck to you. It's a different take on pretty much anything I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
And we have got some of your tracks on our system here.
Lovely.
We have played them from time to time.
So if people want to get hold of you, how can they do that?
So you can find me either through the Ballyrags website or through the Baron Fortitude website.
Right, okay. Which is?
Which is baronfortitude.com.
Right.
That's very Victorian.
Yes.
I'm surprised he's actually got a website.
Yes, or if for Isle of Wight School of Comedy, that's on Facebook, Isle of Wight School of Comedy.
Fine. Yeah, no, I didn't know there's a School of Comedy. Not that I'm... going to be any good at going to that. I mean, I'm too picked, right?
It's advertising, getting people to find out about things on the island is quite hard, actually.
Well, here's what I'm saying. This is what we're here for. So if you've got something coming up at the School of Comedy, let us know and we'll plug it.
Yeah.
That's what we do, because it's an island thing. And the people can come along and learn how to tell jokes.
That's what community radio is all about.
Yes. So. At the moment, I'm running the School of Comedy every Tuesday in Ryde.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could start up... classes in other towns if people would be looking for that, but at the moment it's just in Ryde.
Whereabouts in Ryde?
at the Ride Social Club.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I mean, have you got, how many people have you got in at the moment?
Class members, I've got about, I think I've got about 10, 11. Okay. But so not all of them come every week. So
does it cost anything?
Enough. Yes, it's £10.
Of course it does.
£10 a session.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, is it?
And so, I mean, it's getting slightly off the topic of Baron Fortitude, but do you help them write their own material, or do you give the pointers of how to present this stuff, or is it a bit of everything?
Yes, I give pointers. I mean, I can't write people's material.
No,
for them,
okay.
But if they get onto a certain subject or whatever, I might suggest certain jokes or something.
Okay.
But you know.
Or suggest that isn't funny. Don't do that.
Well, we get, like, because we're a small group, we get to try it out in front of each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so we can all sort of go, oh, I like that bit.
Yeah.
I didn't so much like that bit.
Yes.
Whatever. Mm. I think this bit would work better if you swap these words or mm-hmm. say it in this way. You know, because there's so much more to comedy than just the words.
Yes. There is. Absolutely.
And yeah. So. But yeah, you can come along to some of our foobar gigs and see some Isle of Wight performers
excellent
trying out their new stuff.
And why not? Not to say give them an easy ride, but be aware that these people are learning their craft, not necessarily have got their craft right.
Yeah, well,
there's a lot of comedians go around, don't they? With they have gigs and they say it's work in progress.
Yeah. I mean, we're all always learning.
Yes, every day. Every day is a school day.
Thank you for coming in, Luke.
You're very welcome.
Very, very interesting. I'll look forward to seeing you at one or more gigs in the not too distant future. And good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.